Joe Presents In Defence Of, brought to you by Betfair.
Yes, people, Steve-O the Madman here, and welcome to the first episode of my new show, In Defence Of, brought to you by Joe and Betball. Now, I have a lot of friends that think they know everything about football. Absolutely everything. You'd think they're A-licensed coaches, whether it be Harry Kane's the greatest English striker, Ronaldo's better than Messi, or Peter Schmeichel's the greatest keeper the Premier League's ever seen. They think they know it all. So what I've decided to do is invite them down to the studio with a football topic they feel passionate about. I let them have their say, I have my say, and we'll see if they can actually change my mind. But no matter how heated it gets, I have to say, we'll always stay mates after the debates. Stepping up to the away end this week, we probably have, I'd say, the loudest mouth at Old Trafford coming onto the show today. It's my friend, Big Mouth, Adam Mokola. Hey, brother, I had to. Because you have got a big mouth, my friend.
I have.
But I'm proud of you. Yes. I'm proud of you. I see you taking on all of the top people in the game. You don't close your mouth ever. But no. It's working.
You can't let them keep it quiet, right?
How you been?
I've been good, man. How you been? I've been missing you, you know.
Oh, no, it's been a while.
I have missed you a lot.
We do a lot of boxing stuff together as well, well as the football stuff, and we know each other. So it means that I am used to hearing.
Yeah.
Very opinionated, and I trust what you say a lot of the times. You're one of the few people in the football space that when you're talking, I'm like, he knows.
So this is going to be a short show today then, yeah?
Well, not necessarily. Because there's a couple of things that I disagree with you on.
Okay.
You're very passionate about Manchester United. Mm-hmm. And sometimes your passion can make you blinded, to be honest with you. You get blinded by the red. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to United, I don't feel you really. I feel you very occasionally.
Huh? Howler.
One thing that's happened though, Ronaldo's back.
Ronnie's back. Let's talk about that. Home. And it kind of fits in what we're going to talk about later, but Ronaldo being back, it's just so amazing, man. Like, you saw Old Trafford the other day, the noise that was in the ground. Mm. It still feels a little bit surreal to see him back at Old Trafford, but it's an equaliser, isn't it? Against any team, going into any game with Ronaldo, it's a game changer.
I don't know if a 35, 36-year-old Ronaldo, I don't know.
He's not 36.
How old
is he? Have you seen him?
I know. He doesn't look it. He doesn't look it, but bro, he still is. He doesn't run like he used to run.
Yeah, but I think he's a lot more shrewd now. He's a little bit more clever. He preserves his energy and uses it and opens his legs up at the right times. I still think he's a very, very good footballer. And he's more, you could probably compare him to like the Zlatan that we signed, like a striker, a goal scorer, someone that's going to be in and around the box.
In the Fergie era, which we will touch on, obviously, he was known for always signing one old veteran. Now, I know Ronaldo doesn't come across like a veteran because obviously he's still banging goals in Serie A, all of this, but remember they signed Van der Sar?
Larsson,
Laurent Blanc. There's always some old guy, Ibrahimovic, like you mentioned, there's always some older player that from the great generation that comes in and does a job at United. But with this one, like what you saw, it was like a circus at Old Trafford on the weekend, bro. Like, is it too much?
I don't think it's too much because I'll tell you why. I feel like the crowd even... Mm-hmm. Can make a difference now.
100%.
Like, the crowd's lifted. Mm-hmm. And obviously, a few bad results and that all goes away. But there's something, it feels like, and I don't want to count my chickens yet, feels like 2012 when we signed Van Persie.
Wow.
It feels like...
This is what I'm saying about his Manchester passion just always gets you gas, bro. Like, jeez, you're way away from 2012 right now. But, bruv, what do you feel so passionate about that you thought... You could bring it to my gaff and debate it, bruv.
Well, I'm here to argue. Tell a lie. I'm not here to argue. I'm here to tell you that a Manchester United team from 2007 to 2009 is the greatest Premier League team to have existed.
Impossible.
It's not impossible.
Because there's a team that went a whole season unbeaten, so it's impossible that team could be better
that's
than that
not, team. See, the only argument I will consider listening to is the 99 team.
Who's in that team?
Rooney, Ronaldo, Tevez.
All right, stop. You're right. I remember that team. I'll tell you what. Hold up. We're not savages here, bro. We do things in a civil manner. As you can see, we've got podiums and all of that.
Yeah.
Royalty. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you up to 60 seconds to tell me what you're going to bring to the debate.
Don't even need 60, but let's do it.
All right.
Here's why the Manchester United team from 07 to 09 is the greatest Premier League team of all time. Let's start at the back. You got Edwin van der Sar, Rio Ferdinand, and Nemanja Vidic, arguably the greatest triumvirate in a defence. And statistically as well, 1,300 plus minutes a Football League record. Add Brown, Neville and Evra to that, you got one of the best defensive units about. In midfield, Carrick, Hargreaves, Scholes. Need I say more about that? Carrick, Hargreaves and Scholes, they were so, so good together and they had it all in between them. And up front, Ronaldo, Rooney and Tevez. Ronaldo, Ballon d'Or winning in 2008. How many Premier League footballers have done that? 40 plus goals as well. And he had Rooney and Tevez. And then in 09, Berbatov to accompany him. Not only did we have great players on the pitch and a great squad, we had the greatest manager of all time, back-to-back Champions League titles and three Premier Leagues in a row.
Adam Mokola. Well done, Ad. I wouldn't have mentioned Wes Brown in a greatest Premier League team, but well done. You're very passionate. I think there's probably three, four, five, six teams better than that United team. Listen, start the clock. Here we go. Team number one, the Arsenal Invincibles. It's in the name. They was invincible. They didn't get beaten for a whole season. So therefore, listen, it's a very strong argument that they are the greatest team of all time. But I'll tell you why. You got Ashley Cole. You got Sol Campbell, you got Torre, you got Laurent, you got a defence that only conceded 26 goals. Now, I know you mentioned minutes and all of that. That's when you're really picky, when you have to start mentioning minutes. Let's go up to the top. You got Henri, bagged 30 that season, probably the greatest player to ever play in the Premier League, alongside Dennis Bergkamp. And then you had goals from midfield. Let me go on to another team for you, bro. You got the Pep Guardiola team. The recent team, they've won the Premier League three times out of four seasons. They changed the way we look at English football. Short passing. Then you got the Mourinho team. The Mourinho team only conceded 15 goals, bro. I can go on and on and on, but listen, let's get back to my gaff and we'll talk about it, bro. Wes Brown. So, Ad, I have to ask you, out of all of the United teams that's played in the Premier League, why this team?
Look, I was going to go for the 99 team, and it's probably easier to argue that in terms of trophies and that. But this team, for me, was just something special. When you look at it defensively, and I know we had Yapstam and Peter Schmeichel back then, but the defensive record was there. And I think the major difference between the two teams was Cristiano Ronaldo. Because mm-hmm. I think when you look at Cristiano Ronaldo, for me, head and shoulders above any player that I've seen play in Premier League era for Man United. Like, he was phenomenal.
Said for Man United, because Henry, I think he's the greatest ever. And the team that I brought to the table...
Did he get a Ballon d'Or?
He should have got a Ballon d'Or. One sec, you're saying it like that, and let's not come on. This is why I like you. You know he should have.
Well...
You disagree?
Should have, could have, would
have. Maybe. But I'm saying that I believe he should have. So when you say that and you downplay... Man like Titi.
Did he ever... No, and look, great player. Mm-hmm. But did he ever have a season like Ronaldo that year in 08?
I think the invincible season when he hit 30 was on par. Because don't forget, he's hit 30 goals and he's assisted over 20 as well that season.
So he did it individually, but as a team, like, you want to talk about the invincibles. Were they really invincible?
Well, why'd you say that?
Were they really invincible?
In the league, they was.
They drew a lot of games in the league. I remember towards the back end, they were looking to draw a lot of games. And the loss against Middlesbrough, I think, in the League mm-hmm, Cup, mm-hmm, Inter mm-hmm. Milan in the Champions League, mm-hmm. and Inter Milan that didn't even get through the group stages. And guess who beat them in the Cup?
Man United, I remember that. Semi.
Pause goals, Villa Park.
Oh, yeah.
1-0.
So
they weren't invincible.
One thing I do want to say, well, they was in the league. Draws still count, right? But one thing I do want to say, this United team that you're bringing to the table, it was at a time in the Premier League when... They had the pick of the litter. So they did, bro. Like, you wanted Michael Carrick, go and get Carrick.
Wait.
In 09, you want Berbatov, go and get Berbatov.
Forgetting history. What happened just before 07? What happened just before 07? Roman Abramovich came in.
Yeah.
05, he came in. We were looking to get Essien, Robin, all these players. Guess who Fergie got?
Mm-hmm.
Van der Sar for 2 million. Mm-hmm. Park G for 4 million. Carrick for 16 million. Like, he was... working within a budget, because the Glazers had just taken over.
He's working within
budget. We didn't have the same budget as Chelsea.
You bought a few players that we don't mention because it never really worked out, like the likes of Anderson and these sort of players. Bro.
Anderson scored in the what? Champions League final?
Because he scored in the Champions. This is another thing with you Man United guys. Listen, this is it. So I'll carry on.
The proof's in the pudding, bro.
I'll carry on what I was saying, bro. The proof's in the pudding. Listen, that even team that we're mentioning there wasn't even the best footballing team. Arsenal was the best footballing team in the Premier League. Even though they wasn't winning, they were finishing fourth, they were the best footballing team. Bruv, Man United, they played to a structure, they got people scared, they had Fergie.
You're saying...
It was Fergie time.
So Ronaldo, Rooney, Tevez was just...
No. Listen, I don't... And by the way, I don't want people to think that, like, I'm an idiot. and I'm saying that team isn't a great team. It's definitely a top seven.
If you don't say the 07 team, 08 team, they're going to probably think that.
Well, I think they was a good team. They're good individual players. But for me, if you got Wes Brown, that deputised for Neville most of that time that we're talking, he got injured in 07, Neville.
Mm.
And Wes Brown, you're going to bring to me, God, what are you going to bring to
me? Assisted in a Champions League final.
Assisted in a
Champions League final. Two Champions League trophies.
Bro.
He was there for the treble.
Bro, do you remember Ronnie Warlock?
Woolwork, yeah.
That one, yeah.
Warlock.
Didn't even win the Champions League, wasn't he in that?
No, that was Jonathan Greening.
Jonathan Greening, man. And he was not bad, by the way. He wasn't bad. But there's like, a lot of the players that leave United and left that squad go on to Sunderland's and all these teams and don't do great. They was in a good team. The structure was so set up, so nice for United that I think they bullied the rest. Once the Premier League money came into it, and it got shared out.
Help you out a bit.
Go on then.
Carlos Tevez. He saved you, boys. And
again, you cherry picked him from West Ham. That's all you could do.
A little bit of an emotion attached to this team.
I like United. I like United. I like what they did, but they come against the Barcelona and got mash up, bruv. Only won against Chelsea in the Champions League because John Terry slipped over, bruv. Do you bloody boots up,
Geek. We also beat Barcelona on the way to that as well. A messy team with Barcelona. Back-to-back Champions League finals.
Yeah.
Only beaten by the great. Three in a row.
I've mentioned Invincibles. Now let me move on to Mourinho's Chelsea. That's what I'm saying. I'm hitting you.
But can I ask you one question? Did the Invincibles defend it?
One thing I'll give United three times in a row, that team.
Twice. Not that team, but we did it twice.
Did you do it twice?
99, 2001.
Fair enough. But Mourinho's team. We're talking about balance.
Mm.
We're talking about a guy that was... Remember, as I say, I think it's so much easier to play when everyone's against you. And he was the most hated at the time, Mourinho.
Mm.
The team was the most hated. And he still managed to go onto the pitch, perform every single week, only conceding 15 goals in a season. That will never be done again.
That was a phenomenal team. And I got a rate. They had like, I think it was it Makalele's and your Essien's and Carvalho alongside Terry. That was a great team. And I can't lie. If that team had a Champions League medal, maybe we can talk about that. But also, that team that Mourinho had in 05, he took over when the Glazers came in, weren't investing. United build up their team. Who takes the trophy back off him in 07? The team that I'm talking about right now.
But it makes me laugh. When a Man United person talks about building and we didn't have money in this...
But we didn't.
You've always got more money than Chelsea as a club.
We didn't. And then...
But you were still spending like 27 million on Rooney's and these sort of players, bro.
Not in 06.
When did Rooney come?
03, 04. After the Euros, remember?
But you've, every summer you've spent big though, Man United, as a club, every year.
Yeah, but I mean, what my point here was, when we were looking to get those elite players, Chelsea was snapping them up because they had those.
Mm-hmm.
So then Fergie had to go back to it and think, all right, I'll use a young Ronaldo and develop him. And you know what I mean? We weren't able to buy them. But then once we built that team, they took the trophy off them.
Again,
and that's the team we're talking
about.
And
I love it. And I love this, and bro. And I'm going to like, I am not one of them people that's like, there's never a time that Man United or a Man United fan can be, well, we had to get Ronaldo and develop him. You bought him for 18 million?
12 million.
12 million, you're right. Sorry, 12.5 million, you're right. But bro, every team in the world, I think, was after
Lost
him.
Beckham. We sold Beckham. We lost
you
Keane.
You got rid of Beckham. You chucked a boot at his head. Why is he going to stay?
I chucked a boot at his head. I loved him. But, you know what I mean? We were losing key players and we were replacing them. And that as well, also one of the things, Fergie has to get credited for that. But also why I put this team above the 99 team was Fergie was a better manager in Europe by this point. Hence the back-to-back Champions League finals.
You mentioned another thing you do... mention, we're saying the greatest Premier League team. That's why I mentioned the Arsenal team in it. And it seems to me that a lot of your points involve the Champions League. If you want to talk about the greatest Champions League team, Man United wouldn't be there either,
But it's a good difference maker, isn't it? It's a good, like, to compare all the Premier League teams, all right, how well did you balance all the other competition?
Well,
and if you couldn't balance all those other competitions,
when
are you
think
the best
of the Champions League, though, I think that Di Matteo's Chelsea won it.
Yeah, but cool. But maybe Man United would have went invincible season if we just thought, let's not win the Champions League.
I think,
you know what I mean?
I think concentrating on Europe does affect the rest of the time, to be honest with you. But can I
move on to a team that maybe might upset you with this one.
You're flying through these teams here at the moment.
That's the Man City, because, brother, there's so many. I've got about six or seven.
Yeah, but...
The Man City team.
Not convincing.
The Man City team.
Which one?
100 points, 100 goals.
Oh, I thought we was talking about the one that lost 8-1.
Three leagues in four seasons.
But not in a row.
Change the way we play football in this country. Is that true?
Three in a row?
Not in a row.
And I'd argue Wenger did more for changing football in this country than Pep, but let's go on.
It's still not Fergie. That's what I'm saying. Like what I'm saying, I think this is my actual point. This is what I've come here right now to discuss with you, and that is that United team, for me, didn't set enough. Like, you talk about invincible, you talk about records, you talk about invincible, never getting done. You talk about only conceding 15 goals, never getting done again. You talk about 100 points.
Did you listen to my 60 seconds? Were you absent?
You started going into 13 minutes, 0.7 seconds.
1,311 minutes, something like that.
Give or
Football
take,
League record. No still conceding. Now. Till this day.
Was it all in the Premier League?
Yeah, that was it was a domestic record in the league. Van der Sar was in there with his broken nose.
Oh, please.
Still saving things.
I don't know.
And I can't believe you say we didn't light things up, because some of the football, Rooney and Tevez and Ronaldo are playing step overs and back heels and this and that.
Bro, you had the, like, it's like when I used to play Football Manager, right? I had a friend, he's a bloody cheater, yeah? He used to go into the settings at the start, he'd give his team all of the money, and he'd just buy all the players. All the players, give him super duper wages.
We never had,
you, bruv.
We've already had this argument.
United was like that, and I can't believe you can't see that, bruv. You had the pick of the litter, you went and took everyone's players.
We didn't,
bro.
By this point though, we didn't, maybe earlier on in the Premier League era, we had a clearer run, but even then, Chelsea were picking up all the players that we wanted.
So let me ask you this then. Let's go player for player, right? So you think player for player, that team beats all the teams?
In my opinion, Rio Ferdinand is the best Premier League defender ever. And his partner alongside him wasn't too bad either.
I agree with that, by the way, right? But as a partnership, I remember Vidic getting mash up every time. Every time Torres went against him, he got
Torres scored two goals in 9 games against Vidic. It's a myth.
You come prepared, didn't you?
It's a myth, bro.
No, but it was bad. Sometimes,
it happened sometimes, once. Sometimes,
if I'm a boxer, yeah, and I'm fighting someone, I've got 3 fights with someone, but in one of those fights, like, they break my nose, break my jaw, break everything, yeah? That's what I'm remembering. And that's what it's like with Vidic. I remember Torres mashing Vidic up, him hanging off his shirt, getting sent off.
It was a bit of a myth because of that one game.
Okay, but I also remember...
Because I remember games at Anfield where Torres was diving and Vidic was grabbing him up like, what are you doing? And he weren't getting nothing, so...
You had a bit of a trouble at right back though. Like, your right back weren't strong.
Wes Brown was the guy. I'm going to tell you this now. Yeah. I love Wes Brown.
I see Wes Brown recently talking about, he was on a show and he was like, they mentioned Premier League trophies and he was like, 6. sorry.
He's one of the most underrated players about. Serious.
And this is the problem I have with your United team. You had like Park Ji-sung and all these people trying to tell me that's the greatest Man United
team. Park Ji-sung, he won.
He was decent.
He won UEFA Forward of the Year in 2004.
Decent. He was decent.
For PSV?
He was decent. So you don't think, and I'm going to say this now, you don't think, yeah, apart from the top end of your pitch, like, you had quite average players at the United team.
Don't say average, bro.
Fletcher. O'Shea.
Yeah, but they're squad players. Everyone has squad players.
Hargreaves.
Whoa.
When he turned up, when he
World
was
Cup
fit, 06, he was decent.
World Cup 06, England's best player. One of Bayern Munich's best players. Come on now.
He was
quality for Bayern Munich.
You're looking at me, you're quality. Saying it with chest.
I looked down the camera.
He hardly played.
All he argues is quality for Bayern Munich. It was quality.
He was decent. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's levels, man. Like, when you start hitting me with Tevez, Ronaldo, Rooney, Ferdinand, Van der Sar, even though he was old. No Scholes.
What do you mean, no Scholes? Carrick.
They used to make him play left midfield.
Carrick. Who?
England.
Yeah,
even
idiots.
Fergie played him left
England
midfield,
idiots.
Brother.
No,
I posted
he didn't.
About this recently. Yes, he did.
No.
Brother, I swear, I'm going to send you the clip after, and please, I'm telling you.
I remember there was one time.
I'm not even talking to you now, because you're not even listening to me, Adam. I'm telling you now, I've got a video when they're doing soccer box, and it's Neville and Scholes, and he said, mate, you used to play left midfield quite often. People used to get riled up about that. They think that's the reason you left England. The England squad is like, he goes, I used to love it there. He goes, in fact, Fergie played me quite often. The boss played me there quite often. I thought it was easier for me to get in positions. So I'm not arguing with you saying he's not a good player, but this whole myth that he's the greatest and that's what you're now putting into that team of your midfield to make your team the best team in the Premier League. I'm not having...
Are you just arguing me for argument's sake?
No, I swear. I don't rate... I do rate.
Don't get kicked up now.
I rate him, But okay, let me ask you this. As a United stan, this is my opinion on that matter with Scholesy, right? And United, you see the Scholesy that came in the first 5 years, I played a bit more forward.
Yeah.
That's a different Scholesy to the Scholesy that ended. After he retired from England and he was like a playmaker and all of that, it's a different Scholesy, right? So we're saying what? How long did he have as that Scholesy?
He was already that Scholesy by 08, maybe 07. I'd say up until about 03, 04, he was the behind the striker Scholesy.
So this Scholesy, this myth that his whole career, he's been some baller.
No, but he's always been the guy that had immaculate passing ability. Even back then when he was pushing further forward, he was always that guy because was it in 94, I think Keane had done his cruciate and then he dropped back into into the midfield. So he was always playing in midfield, but he was obviously someone that could play off the shoulder. Scholes is the guy, man. Come on, bro. You play football. Played football at a very high level. Yeah. You know those guys that can just make the tempo of the play, dictate 100%. All that. He was that.
My only argument is the argument of when the times we're talking, he wasn't that player. Otherwise, if he was that player, you don't play young Steven Gerrards and Frank Lampard in the midfield ahead of the guy that's the greatest ever midfielder.
You can't bring England into this debate.
But we can bring Champions Leagues and shit into
it. Yeah, because that's what the club team competed for. England managers have never had sense.
I'll give you that. I will give you that.
Let's not talk about England. Ruined conversation.
I'll be honest with you. I'm going to even say it is another team.
You're struggling.
I'm not struggling. Ancelotti's team. Chelsea's Ancelotti team, bruv.
It's not the best Chelsea team, though, is it? And we've already figured out that this team's better than the best Chelsea team.
I haven't figured. We
went past that first.
So let me ask you this then. How many goals did Ronaldo score? I just want to, like, was it
42? I might be one or two.
In the league?
All comps.
How much in the league?
I'd say 31.
Anelka hit 30. Henry hit 30. So we've got strikers that are as good as your Ronaldo that you're saying is the greatest ever. Leaps and bounds above everyone. They're getting the same goals.
Ballon d'Or, mate.
Michael Owen got a Ballon d'Or. Talk to me.
Yeah, where's Thierry's? If even Owen can get one.
Nah, he got robbed. That's why I was upset when you said that, because we all know
he did.
He got robbed, man.
But we all know this team is the best. So I'm being upset a few times you've said things.
So your points are, if you've got to hit me now, why did the best go? That's what I'm sure.
Greatest of all time manager.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, in your opinion, because people would say Mourinho is. People would say that. I'm a Fergie guy. I'll be honest with you, I'm a Fergie guy.
Where are these people? Have they not watched football for the last...
Bro, Fergie bullied, bro. He used to bully the referees. He'd bully other managers.
Did he win?
He won, bro. But I'm saying, like, he won in an era. And, bro, I'm a fan of nostalgia, man. Like, that's why I think the 99 team is better, to be honest with you. But he won at a time where he had it all, man. Like, he had an embarrassment of riches.
I feel like that's rewriting history a little bit.
Do you think?
There were always people competing with him for his title. Whether it was just one or two, and he got a lot more competitive towards the end. Like, around this era, we had, you know, Liverpool, Chelsea, Arsenal. Mm-hmm. To some extent, Arsenal got to the semi-final of the Champions League in 09. Guess who knocked them out?
Yeah.
It was us. It's like, that team, this team's better because Fergie was better in Europe. The team had Ronaldo. But it was a more competitive league, for sure. You know, there was always one team competing with you for the title.
If you lot would have won an FA Cup and not got beat by Portsmouth, you know what I mean? Let Portsmouth win it.
Horrible refereeing decisions along the way. And it shows you how hard that was in 99. How much
did the treble?
You know what I mean?
That's why.
Because on that day, we had a red card, keeper sent off, Rio's in goal, Benjani scores his pen, and you're out.
Yeah,
we should have had a penalty.
What we're saying though, so now there's more teams. Now there's more teams competing to win a league. So when Pep does it 3 out of 4 seasons and changes the way that we play,
There was two. There were two then.
Two then, so there's more teams competing.
Like Liverpool and City. Who was competing with Liverpool and City?
I'm on about now. We have Chelsea competing now.
They were competing with Liverpool and City 2 years ago.
That's now, in this era.
Oh, now, right now. With Tuchel, But not, you know, when that City team won those titles, Tuchel went here. Liverpool. It was just Liverpool, weren't it?
Tottenham is in with a shout, though. For Liverpool. We agree on that. Woo, bro, you brought a lot of good debates to the table, but I think mine was stronger. I've hit you with all the records and whatnot. And although you do talk the most amount of poop, I think we should stay mates after the debate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're always mates, Steve, even if you have let yourself down today.
You really think I've let myself
down? Yeah, man.
So you don't think I brought good?
No, you are all right, but if you're not allowing this, everyone's going to struggle.
Well, it doesn't matter what you think. It matters what you guys think. And I want to know what you think in the comments. If you've got any recommendations of what we should debate next, well, not him, because he ain't going to be coming back to my gaff. But yeah, let us know what you think. This was In Defense Of, brought to you by Joe and BetBall, with me, Steve-O the Madman. Cheerio. You've been listening to In Defense Of, brought to you by Joe and BetBall.